Namaste, goddesses. It's Kala, and I'm so glad you're here for this week's spirit messages. And I will pull the cards, shuffle, chat a little bit, and then at the end, I may just speak a little bit on anything that comes out of the cards, out of the reading, or what I'm led to connect with, okay, energetically, because there is a lot going on, as you well know. So, welcome, spiritual goddess. If you're watching this, that means on some level you resonate with my energy. And I was just watching another video by someone whose name is Nazir Ra. Different energy, but you might want to check out. He had a wonderful video called Seven Signs That You Are an Angel or Have Angelic Energy. And just look for angels and seven signs. And, you know, it sounds kind of far out, maybe for some of you. I'm definitely more sort of middle. I'm very practical. And not to say he's not, I just want to recommend, you know, check him out. It isn't an endorsement. I don't know him personally. I just found a lot of what he was saying rang true with what I know. And he goes into some other realms in his channel. So very different energy, but you might like Nazir Ra. I'll put the link. Another one that he had that was very good was, about the root chakra, which is how I ended up on his channel, because I have a root chakra video, and then I went to his channel, and I watched half of it so far. I'm going to watch the rest, but a lot of what he was saying was just super helpful and accurate, you know, as far as my understanding as well. So I just wanted to recommend him to you to check out. And so I'm going to shuffle the cards, and I'm in a different room today. Hopefully it doesn't look too messy, but to get this to you, I needed to film in here. And so let's get started. We'll do a meditation in a moment. So I'm enjoying doing these videos. You know, I went through kind of a down period, but I'm back really enjoying it again. So I wanted to show you some stuff. Every week I'm going to show you something, okay? Maybe not every week. One of my spiritual teachers was kind enough over the holidays, gave me some sage. And you guys, so if you are feeling a lot of negative energy coming towards you, and you know what I mean personally, and actually that goes back to what one of what Nazir was saying. If you are a spiritual person, you almost can end up feeling, how did he put it? It's just feeling attacked and like things failing for you. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, you know, because as a lot of you know, I went through a period of, I don't know, even five, six years of real deep, deep struggle, like what would be called a dark night of the soul. And what he was saying, and many others have said this in terms of spirituality, if you're a bright light, there, you know, there is this sense of wanting to, it attracts certain types of energies that even want to almost feed off your light or take it or snuff it out. Okay. Also, I do believe some things are karmic, that again, you know, if as you're evolving, as we all are, and you're at a certain level, karma comes up for you to heal so that you can go to a higher level. You could even just look at that as emotionally a higher level and be a more evolved being. So that can also bring a lot of negativity, which brings me back to the sage. So this is what it looks like. You know, it's dried, and it's probably a particular type of sage. You know, it's not the kitchen sage. I was out west once, you guys, for a meditation retreat, and our car broke down in the desert. Oh my God, it smelled, well, once I got over being scared that we were, you know, just gonna die in the desert. That's a story for another time. You know, car's broken down and we were in a caravan and the other car kept going. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna die. Anyway, I was with other people. They were calm. I appeared calm, but I was really like, yeah. Anyway, but we were in the middle of nowhere, but it smelled amazing. And it was sage, some sort of sage growing. And I, of course, I was like, I quickly got over the fear that I was gonna die. And then I was like, I should just get a lot of sage and put it in my luggage. I pictured like just running out to the field, grabbing sage and like packing it in. But I didn't know if the TSA would let me through with all of this sort of random stuff in my luggage, so I didn't follow through on that, people. All right, time to shuffle. Get a cup of tea. You know I'm going to take about 20, 30 minutes. Okay? And then come back. So I'm going to burn some sage. Okay, people, it's getting a little smoky in here. All right. I opened my window, and so when I lit the match to light the sage, it was like, you're lucky I'm still here. All right, let's get this started. So let's sit for a moment, take a breath in. Breathe out through the mouth. A few times doing that. Settle into your own presence. Feel that you're here physically. Feel also a sense of yourself expanded. See if you can even feel like the presence of your soul, of the larger self that you are. Perhaps feeling through the back of the spine and between the shoulder blades, behind the heart chakra in the front, feeling it from the back, an energy connection, as if there were, you're connecting into your spirit and to spirit through the back body. Okay, a lot of times we're so focused on the front, it's as if we lose awareness of the back of our human body. Breathe into that. When you're ready, exhale. Okay. Let's start with the tarot. All right, I have you pretty close today, so I am probably going to lean in. Let me see if I move this back just a smidgen. So the whole point of showing you that sage is you might want to get some sage. I'll put a link for via Amazon, and that's an affiliate link. I get like a small percentage if you buy from them, but you can also just get some sage at your local metaphysical shop and just clear your space if you're feeling that there is a lot of negative energy around you. It smells good. Some people think it smells like pot. I don't think it smells like pot. But some people, sorry, looking for where I can, where's my, the box, yeah, for this. Some people who I think don't have a good sense of smell will say that sage smells like pot. Okay, very nice for this week, interesting. Okay, two cards, the first two cards are King of Cups. Upside down. It's typically a man, caring man. Typically older than 40, or they could perceive themselves as being mature. But in this case, because it's upside down, there is some emotional upset. They're not really seated in their throne. Their heart and spirit isn't settled. Okay, it's interesting. The positive card, though, is Five of Pentacles, reversed. This is very nice when it's reversed. This is it upright. You see these two beings and just poverty-stricken, and the symbolism of they're walking past the church. There's a sense that there is spiritual solace and aid that they could get, but they're not taking advantage of it. So we have this reversed, and typically reversed, it's read as that situation is shifting, that a sense of poverty consciousness is shifting, okay, in poverty circumstances. Another thing to say about that King of Cups reversed card is that, goddess, it can be an aspect of you. We all have the inner masculine and feminine, yin and yang. We need that. We want that to be balanced. And of course, it's a matter of degrees, right? And we're seeing that more and more today, which I love mentioning in terms of how people identify in terms of gender. They're sort of the more like stereotypical male-female. Whoops, Percy's about to knock something over. But we all have aspects of the yin and the yang within us. It's just a matter of degrees. Percival, I think he just wants to get in the video and he's trying to get my attention. I'm going to pull the Goddess Oracle deck next. I pull this card asking for the situation around it. And then I pull another Goddess card for what Goddess energy for us to embody. Okay, so just slightly different. Breath in. And then I have to tell you guys something as well. So, you know, I had some crystals in a little bag. I've had this for like 15 years. Look what happened. Who do you think, what little furry creature could have gotten the little crystals out and shredded the bag? The energy around us is Vila. It's a challenge. I pulled it reverse, so I read it as a slight challenge. It's a beautiful card. It shows Vila, and it means shape-shifting. Shape-shifting. Okay, you see her with some beautiful animals, and typically the goddess in all cultures was associated with the natural world, obviously, with the earth and then connection to various animals, depending on which pantheon the goddess was from. So Vila, in this particular deck, this understanding of her is that she is about connecting, about flexibility in terms of you may be getting mentally stuck in a way of thinking or in some sort of rut, and it gets then metaphysical in that could you tune into nature and to different forms of life, almost as a way of, like the Native Americans would say, that each creature has a medicine, right? Was created and it has a particular gift that we can learn as humans. So this implies connecting back to nature and also not holding humans as necessarily the only form of creation that has a connection to spirit. So getting out in nature, connecting with the land, connecting with the earth to open your mind and your thinking. For instance, if you've ever been out, you guys, somewhere walking and it's quiet, like in the winter, like now, and you see birds fly over and you just hear the sound. I had a beautiful experience recently, and I know it was why I went out. I think it was geese. They flew. They were so low over my head, you guys. This is the type of thing that native cultures, whether African or Native American or South American, they learned from being connected with spirit, with the divine through nature. So these birds flew really low over my head. It was beautiful. Like I felt this connection. And what I saw, what they wanted me to see was they were doing their formation where the lead bird dropped back. And if you've ever just really watched it, it's beautiful. And then the other one was coming up on the side, you know, to take that position. And typically in shamanic understanding, that is saying shared leadership, a more feminine way of leading where you share what you know, but you don't feel that you're the top, you know, that you're the only one. So that the geese, they share and they make that beautiful formation, which helps them all. Now that's a beautiful message. That's an absolutely beautiful message. And I think that's what I'm supposed to share with you. I might've shared this before. I don't remember. I want to say it happened about a month ago. It was so beautiful just watching them. I mean, I could literally see the effort for them to fly and them taking, another bird opening up space for them. It was absolutely beautiful. This like choreography. And they were like so low over my head. I was up on a hill. So let's pull the Osho. Let's see. Okay, so projection. So we're getting a lot of advice this week. So avoid projections. Projection means we're not seeing necessarily as clearly as possible. We're not seeing the person and the situation as clearly as we need to. And this isn't a judgment. This can happen. We all do this. We kind of feel like we know them, but we may be projecting our own mental ideas onto them. Okay? So that's interesting. All right. Tying that all together, I'm really getting that we may need to be open mentally, flexible mentally, be open to shifting your viewpoint or opinion. Let's go to the goddess that we should embody this week that would help us. It's so funny, as I turned it, I saw Abundantia. I like to shuffle if I've seen the cards, any of the cards, so I'm shuffling it again. Breath in with me, connect in through the heart chakra. Okay, nice. Freya, be bold. Be bold. Emphasize your sensuality, your physicality. Don't be afraid to love your body. unleash your adventurous side and take risks also. So very daring, very bold feminine energy. Maybe there's something you've been wanting to do that requires you to get up in front of people and you're not feeling comfortable. This card says be bold. This week there's some action you should take with confidence, with a strong sense of your own sensuality and your own power. Okay? So it's really beautiful. And the final card I'll pull today, I'm going to pull a little angel card, that one word card, and a fairy card. So yeah, Freya is also, the word Friday comes from the goddess Freya. And so like Fridays, it just has that energy. It's go have fun, do something fun, go to a party, go to a celebration, you know, have some pleasure, some joy in your life. And that seems like that'll also help break out of the rut. Okay, let's see what the fairy cards, and I try to sort of just tune in because I feel like it is a different energy. Right out my window there are trees, and just trying to tune into that sort of sprightly energy, pulling a card. Ah, get some exercise. That kind of goes with Freya too. As I said, it's very much about the body and enjoyment. So get some exercise. As your body becomes stronger, you begin to feel stronger in all ways. A lot of us now, both males and females, right? We're just sitting all day, right? And we're this is all that's moving, literally, right? So the human body wasn't designed for just your fingers and the muscles of the hand, the forearm, you know, and the upper arm to be moving. They've actually done studies, it's really disturbing, you guys, that I want to say it's sitting for more than 2 hours. I'm not sure, it's a very short time. It definitely shows an increase in like negative health impacts, even if you then exercise that day. So it seems that we really need to take breaks, frequent breaks during the day, get up, walk to the water cooler, bathroom. I used to run, well, I wouldn't say run. I'd walk up and down the stairs sometimes when I was feeling sluggish in my office when I was teaching. I'd go, just go up and down the stairs and I'd feel completely better. So the body is not meant to be sitting still for so long. Nowhere in history, even kings walked more than, kings and queens walked more than we do now, okay? So get some exercise this week. If it's cold where you are, what I've been doing, and with some support too from my spiritual sisters, in my shamanic group, they got for me that I should put on music and dance. And that's, so I've been getting the same message. Like, I should just, it's cold outside, but what if you dance for 20 minutes? You're going to start sweating, okay? So that can be your exercise. And that fits in, again, nicely with Freya, with be bold and confident in your body. So there's definitely some sense of shift in financial situation. It could be a mental, though. It could be a mental shift. Now, sometimes also when a card is reversed, I'll try to say this really quick, it's Five of Pentacles. Sometimes it means go back to the previous card. So let's take a look at that. Okay, yeah, let's go back, you guys, to what's the message. So here, sometimes it's said when the card is reversed, go back to the previous lesson. Okay? The previous lesson had to do with the Four of Pentacles. Now, this card, some people read it very negatively. I only read it negatively if it's upside down. So I'm showing you this because you go back to the previous card. So this is Four of Pentacles, and we had pulled Five of Pentacles reversed. So it's go back and sort of stabilize in this. So Four of Pentacles is literally about... Okay, I got interrupted, so I'm like trying to push, get the buttons right. A call was coming in while it's on the tripod. So this is about holding on to our money. Now, the negative can be, you know, obviously, like he can't even move because he's got the money locked down, okay? But this is about, you've got money on the brain, but there's a sense that you're really containing it. You've got it under, I'd say, under control, right? Maybe it's controlling you. But there's some sense that this person, they're not poverty stricken, okay? They're not having issues of poverty. It may be more that they're insecure about money. So there's a sense that they're trying to hold on so tight because there is an insecurity about the finances. So maybe go back, okay, and sort of spiritually think about that. Am I feeling afraid, frightened about the money? And then because of that, you know, perhaps feeling this sort of left out in the cold. And as I said, I read it upside down as it is releasing. Now, some could say the only other reading when it's upside down would be that it's also that it's a long-standing issue and it may be dragging on. So see which resonates for you. If it's that you feel like this poverty consciousness is dragging on, then like I said, go back to the lesson that the four, I would even just, if you have this card, you know, take it out and just look at it. Because the thing is, you can see he literally couldn't move. The money is in such a way that it's almost immobilizing him. So see what fears you have around money and maybe try to clear them with some affirmations, okay? Let's do one angel card. So it's a one-word little card. And I just want to invite you to check out my video in my member community. I did an intro one here on YouTube for free. And my member community, which is also free till March 31st, I have a longer video and a PDF. It's actually still only 6 minutes. And I tell you the step-by-step how to come up with your theme word for the year 2018. What is your theme word? It's bigger than setting goals. It's like an intention. It's like, it sort of gives you an overarching vision, like a mission for your year, okay? And mine was simplicity, and I may add one more, but simplicity was my word for 2018. Interesting. The angel card is efficiency. You can see the little angel is resting. And, and reading a book, because they've filed everything. They've done all their filing. They've done all their work. So focus on efficiency this week, especially it seems like with to do with the finances. How can you more efficiently deal with your finances? Do you need to focus on your checking account and balancing that out, comparing perhaps different fees? And maybe you're not keeping your money in a good place. Maybe there should be a shift. You know, something like that for you to decide and look at. And also that inner male aspect of feeling very emotional. And I don't know if I'd said that before, that this can be an outer person, but the cord cards can also be aspects of ourselves. I think I did when I started to saying goddesses, you know, watching this can still be an aspect of you where you don't feel really on your throne in terms of a sense of control of your money, of your financial situation. So see what resonates for you. There's definitely something about moving your body, even Vila, the shape-shifting, you can see they have her dancing. So especially for us women, the whole thing, one of the big energetic differences is that for women, our bodies and the sensation in the body are more important and we're more in tune with them than typically than a male. And so there's a sense you've got to move your body, dance, exercise, take care of your body, but in actual physical ways. Be careful that you're seeing clearly in your interactions with others, because that really is a bit of an issue this week. All right. If you would like to have a reading, head on over to In the Flow of Magic. And as I said there, you can either take the Feminine Stress Test, which will put you on my member list, and then you'll get access to, at this point, maybe about 12 videos on different aspects of meditation and so on. You'll have that access. Or you could just click the link below and it'll directly sign you up, and then you can, you know, get a login and you'll be a member of my community. So I think that's it for now. Have a blessed and beautiful week. I am trying to get a video out on Wednesdays as well. This past week, it ended up being on Friday, the one that talks about your intention, your theme for the year. Do check that out, as I said. That's like a preview of it. And then the more in-depth video with the free PDF, which is very pretty, you can print it out and fill it in. That's over once you become a member. You'll see the full video, step by step, 3 steps to get what is your word for the year that will be your overarching, that you can then have your goals underneath it. Okay, so it's really, really helpful. Go check it out. Simplicity is mine, so I'm getting rid of some things, honing it in. So whatever word you choose is going to be a word that helps and supports you, because that's the whole point of this. So namaste, goddesses, and I will see you again Wednesday, and when I'll have a new video up for you. Namaste.